Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for August 16th, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Former President Ronald Reagan was famous for reminding us of a Russian proverb, "Doveryay no proveryay," or "trust but verify." However, it is going to get increasingly difficult to trust what we see in digital formats. Parmi Olson of Bloomberg has a commentary today titled, "AI phones from Google and Apple will erode trust in everything," with the subheadline, "When anyone can manipulate a photo in seconds, it'll get harder to believe what we see and hear." The article by Olson discusses the growing concern over AI features in phones, particularly those from Google and Apple, and how they might erode trust in digital content. The new Google Pixel 9, for example, allows users to easily manipulate photos, such as adding people who weren't originally in the shot. These AI tools, while convenient, make it increasingly difficult to trust what we see, as even everyday users can now alter reality with just a few taps. This trend, combined with similar features from Apple and Samsung, raises questions about the future of digital trust. The article suggests that while these tools offer new conveniences, they also introduce subtle costs, most notably the potential loss of trust in authenticity of what we see and hear. Fernego, which bills itself as the leading provider of digital solutions for Know Your Customer, or KYC, transaction monitoring and client lifecycle management, CLM, today released its half-year annual findings on global financial institution enforcement actions. The report showed that in the first half of 2024, global financial institutions faced a 31% increase in regulatory fines, totaling over $263 million, compared to the same period in 2023. The Asia-Pacific region experienced the largest surge, with penalties rising by 266% to over $46 million. The most significant fines were related to anti-money laundering, or AML, violations, which increased by 87% to $113.2 million. Transaction monitoring and suspicious activity report, or SAR, breaches also saw a sharp rise, with fines increasing from $6 million to $30.5 million. Banks were the hardest hit, facing $136 million in penalties, followed by digital asset providers and payment firms. A notable $65 million fine was imposed on the U.S. subsidiary of a Canadian bank for poor risk management practices. As regulatory bodies deploy advanced technologies to detect violations, the trend of increasing penalties is expected to continue in the second half of the year. Financial institutions are urged to strengthen their AML and KYC systems to avoid costly fines and reputational damage, Fernego said. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, is seeking college students to join its SEC Scholars Program for spring 2025. This 10-week internship offers opportunity in both business and legal fields, and students from all majors are encouraged to apply. Internship locations include Atlanta, Georgia, Boston, Massachusetts, Chicago, Illinois, Colorado, Denver, Colorado, Fort Worth, Texas, Los Angeles, California, Miami, Florida, New York, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, San Francisco, California, and Washington, D.C. Remote work may be permitted on a case-by-case basis. Applications are due by August 30th, 2024. Learn more. Attend one of the online information sessions on August 20th, 21, or 28. Apply and get more details for the SEC Scholars Program with a link in today's newsletter. Forecast EX, a subsidiary of Interactive Brokers, launched its predictions exchange on August 1st, 2024, focusing on U.S. economic and global climate events. The platform is powered by Connemara Technologies' EP3 Exchange and Clearing Technology, which integrates market access, data distribution, order execution, risk management, and regulatory reporting into a single system. EP3 is designed for modern markets, including predictions and crypto, while meeting traditional regulatory needs. In a press release today, both companies expressed enthusiasm for their partnership and the potential to expand the platform's features in the future. JPX has published a market news and insights piece titled OSE Derivatives, a guide to TSE's banks index, ETFs, and futures, showing that the TSE banks index has outperformed other Japanese indexes due to rising interest rates and BOJ policy changes. It tracks 78 banking stocks and has become a key performer, benefiting from higher dividend yields and earnings expectations. Two major ETFs linked to the index have seen substantial growth with significant increases in assets. Additionally, TOPEX Banks Index futures, primarily used by institutional investors for hedging, have seen rising trading volumes, playing a vital role in Japan's financial market ecosystem. Dr. Helen Ezenwa, who has been an adjunct professor at DePaul University and Illinois Institute of Technology, as well as the executive director of the Career Management Center at IIT, has accepted a new role as executive director of the MA and Leela Self-Leadership Academy at Illinois Tech. Assistant Professor of Business Administration and Assistant Dean for Social Innovation at Illinois Tech Stewart School of Business, she shared on LinkedIn. Here are some excerpts from in front of FOW's paywall from some of today's stories. Bitfinex is exploring a partnership with Komenu to integrate the exchange into Komenu's collateral management platform, Komenu Connect. Meanwhile, U.S. exchange-traded funds, ETFs, market reached a new record in July, marking the second consecutive month of record-breaking activity due to a surge in trading. Additionally, the Australian Securities Exchange, or ASX, is taking steps to grow its presence in the environmental sector this year, with plans to expand its environmental futures offerings. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were: Wall Street's favorite options trade went quiet during market mayhem, from Bloomberg. Summer market shock not quite over as investors brace for more turmoil, from Reuters. And the ETFs industry's shark jumping moment, from the Financial Times. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first clearing section of today's JLN. Here's a story that we did from IDX, a video, Navigating the Future of Clearing, insights from Anthony Attia at FIA's IDX. In a bustling conference hall at the FIA's IDX event, Anthony Attia, a prominent figure in the European clearing industry, shared his insights on the evolving landscape of risk management and clearing house operations. The air was thick with anticipation as the industry leaders gathered to discuss the future of financial markets. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's another story, this one from RIA Channel. RIA Channel attracts top industry talent, hires veterans Eric Kott and Marnie Darcy, demonstrating its dedication to growth and client value. The firm strengthens its team with top industry talent. RIA Channel, the leading financial services marketing company specializing in connecting asset managers with financial advisors, today announced the hiring of two industry veterans, Eric Kott and Marnie Darcy. Their extensive industry experience will bolster the firm's marketing programs across asset management, advisor, and private wealth ecosystems. My comment, as reported earlier about Eric Kott's new job. Here are some recently updated pages from MarketsWiki over the last 2 days. Alron Trading Corporation, AlgoFast, Archipelago, Association of Futures Markets, Asset Managers, Australian Exchanges, Australian Securities Exchange, Bats Global Markets, Brian King, Capstone Global Markets, Category, Asian Exchanges. Category, Association of Futures Markets. Category, Asset Managers. Category, Authors. Category, Australian Exchanges. Category, Australian Securities Exchange. Category, Bats Global Markets. Category, Chicago Board Options Exchange. Category, Merrill Lynch, former employees. Category, Self-Regulatory Organizations. Christopher McGuire, Dale Spolanik, Dan Fuss, Daniel M. Keegan, Dave Cregan, David Feltus, Drexel Burnham Lambert, EPRA, Gavin Hill, Greg Tanzer, Helen Lofthouse, Infinium Capital Management LLC, James F. Heinz, James F. Sullivan Jr., John Dextris, John Gage III, Kevin David, Lori Bischel, Life, MF Global Holdings Limited, Mike Maher, Mother Rock, Pedro Gurula Perez, Penson Worldwide Inc., PFG Best, Robin McErney, Robert B. Moore, Russell Hardy, Sentinel Management Group, Stotler Group Inc., Sugar, Susan Gaughan, Suspicious Activity Reports, and Vital SA. Here are the top three items from Thursday's JLN. Our most clicked item Thursday was Nixon and the End of the Bretton Woods System, 1971 to 73, from the Office of Historian. Second was Nixon Ends Bretton Woods International Monetary System, a video of former President Nixon announcing the end of the gold standard on August 15, 1971 on YouTube. Third was dozens of financial groups to pay nearly $400 million in SEC texting probe from the Financial Times. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Citadel's Ken Griffin has remade the hedge fund industry with himself on top. His firm's performance is helping win a war of styles in its corner of professional investing. Ken Griffin wants visitors to the offices of his $63 billion hedge fund firm, Citadel, to have no doubt about its standing atop Wall Street, number one most profitable hedge fund manager of all time, reads the message emblazoned on elevator doors at its Miami headquarters. It refers to an unofficial industry ranking Citadel scaled following a one-year record haul of $16 billion in 2022. Griffin is eager to tell the world about that too. We made more money than any firm has ever made in the history of capital markets, unquote, Griffin said of Citadel and a sister company, Citadel Securities. This is where people come when they want to change the world of finance. Here's another story, this one from CoinDesk. The headline, NYSE scrubs plan to list Bitcoin ETF options. Other exchanges have also withdrawn their applications, but some have refiled. The NYSE has withdrawn a proposed rule change to trade options based on Bitcoin ETFs. Other exchanges have also withdrawn similar applications, but have also refiled. The operator of the New York Stock Exchange has withdrawn its application to list and trade options based on the Bitwise Bitcoin ETF and the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, according to a Securities Exchange Commission SEC filing. The SEC extended its review period multiple times after publishing the NYSE proposal for public comment in February 2024, eventually initiating formal proceedings in April, but the proposal was drawn by the exchange before a final decision was made. SIBO, where a number of the Bitcoin ETFs are traded, also withdrew its application, but has since refiled with a much more extensive proposal, according to documents spotted by Bloomberg's James Seyfarth. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline: Giant metal stockpile in Singapore sparks rare warehouse battle. Traders are using rent-sharing deals to minimize cost. Zinc lead inventories rose almost 1,000% through May 2023. Metal stockpiles are surging in Singapore, and slowing global demand is only part of the reason. Refined zinc and lead have been pouring into Singapore since the middle of last year, making one of the smallest countries in the world a critical vault for companies including Trafigura Group and Glencore PLC. The combined inventories of the two base metals in the London Metal Exchange's Singapore registered warehouses have grown more than tenfold since May 2023 to a record of almost 430,000 tons in recent weeks, according to Bourse Data. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform upon which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.